Jazzbo's time of night. That's my time. It's really nice tonight, and here I am on the holiday weekend, chopping wood, as usual, out here in the pasture. Well, it's just another way of putting it. See how my earphones are working here, and tune in on myself. Oh, listen to that voice. I might even sing a song tonight. Well, let's see. We've got Keith Shutterboom is producing tonight. And engineering will be done by Mr. Fred Randolph. Yes, full compliment tonight. I notice when I give the cats names that are working, they take more responsibility for their job because if anything goes wrong, everybody knows who did it. But no, you can't do anything wrong around here.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice, and I'm sorry we didn't get all of it, but that's the way it is. But what we got was there, and wasn't bad. 17 minutes after the hour of 11 here in the Purple Grotto on a Monday night on the Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of that, the race yesterday was an absolute gas. The Indy 500 and Rick Mears, as you know, took it. And I was in front of the tube from 8 o'clock in the morning until the conclusion. I saw that entire baby snap up several bags of potato chips and cheese chips, lots of Diet Cola and a Dr. Pepper and everything else. The term musician's musician is an overworked one, but nonetheless very true in Bill Potts' case. That's true. Very few people know about this cat. But he was in Washington, D.C., and still is, the head arranger for Willis Conover's The Orchestra, an organization which, in the opinion of the visiting musicians, rivaled the Washington Monument. And that's what's on the cover of Bill Potts' album, too, The Washington Monument. And the album was called 500 Feet Tall. Said he's a young man of Dickensian proportions with the added touches of Peter Ustinov and Captain Ahab. Well, that's all right, all well and good, but he can sure write some arrangement. And talking about the Basie School of Writing here and Bill Holman, all the right names. These are just a scan of the notes, you know, I don't want to read them all. Anyhow, the notes were written by Andre Previn, who knows a little bit more than just the scales. Here in the Purple Grotto, where it's 11:30 and the calibrated candle has burned down to the sixth purple nub. And Harrison, the long-tailed purple Tasmanian owl, has come out from the cave and is sitting up on the perch here. All ruffled up. I mean, his feathers are sticking out all over. He doesn't look smooth at all tonight. But that's only because he may begin experiencing a slight chill. That's it. You got to know when your bird is chilling out, you know. And Harrison got a nice present of a pound of African striped seed in the mail from somebody last week, and he's been just happy as could be. Thank you very much. Although he could use a couple of more number two yellow pencils to chew up. If you got one around, send it along to 1700 West Hillsdale Boulevard, San Mateo, California, 94402. The address is KCSM FM 91. Woody and the Third Herd, Men from Mars album. Well, the album, you know, the label was the Mars label. That's what it was. So I guess that's why they said it, the Men from Mars. I must report that last night, from 4 to 7 at the NCO Club at the Presidio, I was ear witness to some great music by the great Art Van Damme and his quintet. And he had some very scary guys with him, too. And I've heard Johnny Ray play for many years, and I never heard him play the way he played last night on Vibes. And a cat by the name of Fred Fisher on guitar, who really knew that keyboard. And then they had a bass player by the name of Mario. And a Japanese-American by the, I don't know his name, but he was on drums, and they were burning, man. They were smoking. It was cooking. And Art Van Dam, his fingers never left his hands, but he did cover that board and played everything. He also played, what was that tune he played? Well, he played 50 tunes, but there was one that was absolutely more better than anything. It was a ballad, and he just grabbed handfuls of chords, you know. Yeah, it was really good. He put out those meat hooks and grabbed some ivory, pressed those bellows, got some fantastic sound. But I just want to say we met a lot of people who listened to this station and heard me talk about the fact that he was going to be there, and that's how come they were there. Although the NCO Club is very hard to find at the Presidio, and I had to congratulate everybody there for finding the joint. I thought maybe there were 200 or 300 people still riding around looking for it, you know. But it was just very satisfying. There will be a big accordion event up in Cotati in August 24th and 25th, sponsored by the Bay Area Accordion Club. They're serious, you know. They're looking to perpetuate that instrument. They're trying to get kids to take lessons and all and do all kinds of stuff. And when I introduced Art Van Dam, I said he was the cat that made Lady of Spain famous, and he nearly fainted because he never played that tune and claimed he didn't know it. And I believe him. Okay, shall we let Woody have at it again? Arriba. What's that mean? Now, that's from the nut suite, you know. That's the one follows the peanut vendor, and that's called the Cashew Bend. And Wooda Hummin and his orchestra. Hey, where's my background piano man? Is he in town this week? There he is. Nathaniel, my man. You know, in order to work for me on this program, Keith Shutterboom has got to come up with one new listener every week. What's that guy's name that is walking around with the sore elbow tonight? What's his name? What's his name? Steve Gary, yeah. You know, Shutterboom is an immense statured man, you know. He's got a lot of weight and big muscles. And when he grabs a guy by an arm and twists him, he says, "You listen to Jazzbo tonight, or I want to know the reason why." So we got to check out and see if, when you get home, see if he heard any of the program. Make him tell you what we played, you know. Proof of purchase, you know. And get a label from him of some kind.
Go ahead and have your fling. You'll be sorry about the whole darn thing. Baby, sorry about the whole darn thing. You goof, baby.
Yeah, Woody, you goofed, baby. Listening to a set called Strings and Things. An album titled is Desmond Blue and features Paul Desmond with strings, conducted and arranged by Bob Prince, featuring Jim Hall on guitar. Real tasty things, which continues with I Should Care.
Thank you.
There was something I heard in there with the strings that kind of insisted that it was a theme I'd heard before, something like Debussy or Ravel or somebody. And I was wondering if it occurred to you what it might be, or if you had heard it. And if you did, I'd appreciate you giving me a call at 574-91-FM and telling me. It may be too late because the moment is past now, but it was just a moment ago. 574-91-FM. If not, well, I'll struggle with it, and maybe it'll come up one of these days. Beautiful arrangements with Paul Desmond and strings. And we'll just go ahead with the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we've heard the album Desmond Blue with Paul Desmond, strings arranged and conducted by Bob Prince, and featuring Jim Hall on guitar. Take that other tape I gave you with Basie and Sinatra and put it in there, too. I want to get a track from there before we leave, and that will complete the compliment for the night. Because it's about 13 minutes before 2, and that's all the time we'll have left. So as soon as you get a message from the outer realm there, you let me know, and we'll go to it. My producer, Mr. Keith Shutterboom, is feverishly working over the tape machine and pushing all kinds of buttons and everything and making it look like it's extremely difficult. Is it ready to go? Oh, my gosh.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
It's Jazbo here saying so long until Monday night. We'll be back at 10 o'clock Monday night. Thanks for the use of those fine earlobes. And I remind you, this is the Purple Grotto Broadcasting System. Thank you. Tasty, Artie Shaw, with Hot Lips Page, and Roy Eldridge here in the purpleness of the grotto. Jazzbo down here on Saturday night. Be here another three quarters of an hour or so, playing some more. I don't know, seems like a good time to relax and listen to the music. This is from the CD, Artie Shaw and His Orchestra, Blues in the Night, it's subtitled. It's a good album. Play a couple of things here with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. An album called Body and Soul with Jackie Bayard and George Duvivier and Mel Lewis. And we'll be concerned with track three, gentlemen. Track three, which is the Brazilian medley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, some delightful sounds by Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, with Jackie Byard and George DeVivier and Mel Lewis. Okay. Thought we'd have a song or two by Rosemary from her album on Show Tunes with Scott Hamilton and Warren Vacher, John Otto on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Rosemary Clooney. Starting out with I Wish I Were in Love Again.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep at night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled-out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The words, I'll love you till the day I die. The self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I would rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. I wish I were in love again. Damn.
A song or two by Rosemary, surrounded by the jazz all-stars Scott Hamilton and Warren Vacher, John Otto on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Rosemary. With a tune here by Marilyn Bergman and Alan Bergman and Johnny Mandel, a tune called Where Do You Start?
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy, on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro, and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. Our future babies we'll take to AB's Irish Rose. I hope they live to see. Can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Rogers and Hart of Manhattan, and Rosemary and the All-Stars. So, we come to the Bergmans, Marilyn and Alan and Johnny Mandel, their composition, Rosemary Clooney, and Where Do You Start?
Where do you start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last? That didn't last. With bits of memory scattered here and there, I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? And which are mine? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. And though I don't know where and don't know when, I'll find myself in love again. I promise there will always be a little place no one will see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love with you.
Rosemary doing show tunes. Where do you start? And yet, where she says in the lyric it's a gamble, the next track is taking a chance on love, and we'll take that.
I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Thank you. of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance, taking a chance, taking a chance on love.
And Happy New Year to you, Rosemary. Thank you so much for brightening the night. Got a little time left. The big band. I always like to play big band, and I love Maynard Ferguson's big band and Count Basie and everybody else. But this album, CCMF, Maynard Ferguson's orchestra, and start right out with track one, What'll I Do? Yes, and if we continue on with track two, we'll get early hours, which these are for some people, not after hours, but early hours. Thank you. Do 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 boo do do do. Well, I got a weighty problem here. I have only about 8 minutes, and I want to make them pay off, so I want to get a couple of things here that I could use. I like the idea of... cut four, okay? Which is the title, number four, Say CC or CCMF, Maynard Ferguson.